Inside Mac.
For Monday, August 28th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple's Get a Mac ads continue. A new page on iTunes gives extra bonuses. Creative's win-win deal. And why HP will never have Apple's style. Apple's new Get a Mac television campaign has continued with three new ads that you can now view on QuickTime. They are titled Accident, Angel and Devil, and Trust Mac. The three ads continue to feature actors Justin Long and John Hodgman as the Mac and PC guys as they outline the benefits of using a Mac. One of the main points to this new ad campaign is to direct PC owners to Apple's website so they can learn why Macs are different. The last few months haven't been all that great for Apple, as the company has been under investigation over stock option irregularities and claims that the ever-popular iPod is made under poor working conditions. The $100 million paid to Creative and the latest recall of the 1.8 million batteries is the icing on the cake. Businessweek said for about 5 years, no company has been able to touch Apple. Everything they did was smarter and cooler than what anyone else did. But how is Apple's recent bad news affecting other companies like HP? The article states that at this moment, HP can do no wrong. Its squeaky clean image has helped its stocks to stay red hot and has been earning a reputation for good corporate citizenship. But while HP offers a Boy Scout image, it will never have the style or intense loyalty that Apple has, and its products don't come close to Apple's in terms of style, elegance, or newsworthiness. According to the report, there will never be an overabundance of HP rumor sites, and HP gains are by no means Apple's losses. While HP may be on track to pass IBM to become tech's biggest player this year, and HP CEO Mark Hurd has rekindled something that made it one of the world's most consistent high flyers for five straight decades, the report says any company would kill for Apple's performance, whether it's measured by power of its brand or its revenue growth, stock price, or its impact on society. There's a new page on iTunes as Apple has created Tomorrow's Hits Today, which collects all of the albums available for pre-order from iTunes. According to the company, you now have the ability to pre-order many of the newest and most eagerly anticipated albums. When you use Tomorrow's Hits Today, you not only get the album the minute it's available, but there are often extra goodies thrown in, such as bonus tracks and exclusive videos. Currently, there are 10 albums available for pre-order from Beyoncé to Bob Dylan. Video podcasts are to play an important role in the upcoming 2008 U.S. presidential elections. According to Rocket Boom's Andrew Barron, the anticipated plan includes enabling the politicians to take the media into their own hands so voters can discover their ideals and come to know more about who they really are. Barron says not only will we get to read it and hear it from the horse's mouth, in many cases we are going to be able to click and see the whole thing. He notes that this is a major empowerment for everyone. In a meeting with John Edwards, it was explained that during the last election, the only time politicians were able to really take hold of the media was during the debates, because that was the only time they would get 2 solid minutes to state their ideas clearly and uninterrupted. Barron said he was shocked that they only have 2 minutes. He said, how can you justify such large ideas in 2 minutes? Now with the availability and popularity of podcasting, politicians can have as much time as they need to get their point across. Creative Technology may gain new markets for its speakers and headphones under the settlement deal with Apple. Last year, Creative dealt with a $118.2 million loss as it tried to challenge the iPod. But analysts are now saying that this new settlement between the two companies allows Creative to join Apple's Made for iPod program and is a lucrative business. Creative Chairman and Chief Executive Sim Wong Hu acknowledged in a statement that the settlement with Apple opened up significant new opportunities for his company. In fact, according to one analyst, the positive development will create buying interest for the stock, and other makers of MP3 players may now have to consider licensing the technology from Creative or even work with Creative. It may take some time, however, for the company to get back on track after investing heavily in the last 2 years to challenge the iPod, but analysts say citing its high cost structure and the absence of a killer product will boost its sales. Coming up, Try to keep your iPod out of the toilet, please. I'll tell you that story when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Students today are facing a challenge as they try to figure out which laptops to buy, but an article in the Seattle Times suggests that it shouldn't be that hard. Get a MacBook. It states, in the past, the best way to figure out which laptop to buy is to weigh the school's operating system, which in most cases meant Windows. But now, the article proclaims, that doesn't matter. Get a Mac. The new Kenpo iPod jackets have been announced. Kenpo has revealed its new spring 2007 collection of the jackets that are powered by Alexin's Electex smart fabric technology. The outerwear additions include the new spring and activewear jackets that feature a 5-button switch sensor that is integrated into the left sleeve for controlling iPod functions such as on-off, play, pause, track changes, and volume. The Electex control pad requires no batteries and supports most iPod models. However, we do not know how much they will cost or when they will be available because the company has not disclosed that information. Aspire Media has announced that The Sims 2 Open for Business for Mac is now shipping ahead of schedule. Originally, the expansion pack was scheduled to ship in September. Open for Business allows The Sims to create their own businesses. They'll be able to design clothing boutiques, beauty salons, florists, high-end electronic shops, or virtually any other type of business. Players can hire staff as the business grows while putting their talented Sims to work. The game allows players to pick a business theme, set prices, and treat customers as desired. Players can then turn talents into cash by learning the tricks of the trade, training good employees, and firing slackers. The new game is available for $40 US and requires macOS 10, 10.3.9 or later, and The Sims 2 full version, as well as a PowerPC G4, G5, or Intel-based Mac. Last week, a United flight bound for Ottawa, Canada, had a scare. There was an object on the plane that was questionable, and the plane had to land as soon as possible. As passengers were being transported to a large garage filled with armed police, authorities began to investigate. And according to the Ottawa Citizen, the object that had caused the panic was an iPod that slipped off the belt of a teenager when he was using the bathroom. The report said it landed in the toilet, and knowing that the iPod was ruined and not wanting to put his hands in the toilet, he tried to flush it away and return to a seat. But unfortunately for him and the other passengers on board, it didn't flush, and when another passenger saw the iPod, they mentioned it to the flight attendant. The flight attendant immediately told the captain, who then notified Ottawa Airport authorities. As soon as the teenager had realized that his iPod was the reason for the panic, he talked to one of the attendants and told her what had happened. But it was too late. The call to Ottawa Airport had set the process in motion and it couldn't be stopped. And after being questioned, the passengers were all allowed to leave. However, the story doesn't say what happened to the teenager. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.